It all started at the airports. As soon as you walk in, your face is on record. Say something smart-ass to a TSA agent, your voice is on record too. And with Homeland Security overseeing airport culture, your face and voice enter a national database. Last week, the LAPD announced a multi-million dollar contract with NEC to use biometrics to fight crime. Get pulled over for speeding? Your voice, face, eyes, thumbprint, and medical history are at the cop's fingertips, compliments of database sharing. NEC calls its program Enabling Equality for Society. That means everyone's a threat. Homeland Security likes it like that, whose head, Jay Johnson, is a former exec of Goldman Sachs. Alan Burson and Alan Cohn, also part of the tribe, assist him with policy, strategy, and planning. And with the Chertoff Group as consultant and SPLC as watchdog, complete with their hate map, which includes Christian groups that oppose homosexuality, then know this, Big Brother Jew is watching you. Of course, the Jews will find a way around Big Brother for themselves. I mean, it is their agenda, and some people, you know, are more equal than others. Jewish academia would have us believe that nations once run by Christian monarchs were totalitarian, but they didn't have the biometrics that Chertoff has.
There are still people who want to challenge borders, and so the importance of having security that balances with human rights in order to preserve freedom and democracy is, I think, the core of what this conference is about.
Bull, with democracy awarded to the highest bidder, jury, the core of what Chertoff is all about is using biometrics, of which Christian monarchs had no access, to advance Jewish totalitarianism over every aspect of our lives. And this technology, in full control of the Jews like Chertoff and friends, brings us one step closer to the Antichrist. Is Big Brother Jew watching you? Yep. And the Antichrist, a Jew, will be watching you too.